Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, my dear Bogrei HaYeshiva, I'm calling to you from Yerushalayim, and we all have one common problem, a problem which affects everyone in the world right now. We're in the midst of an occurrence which has not happened probably in all of history. There have been devastating plagues which has spread throughout nations, even continents, but never one which has spread through the entire world, from Australia to Norway, from China to the United States. We have to pay attention to what's happening. Chazal say that Puronius, punishment comes upon the world because of Klal Yisrael. Ein Puronius bo. It's there to awaken the Jewish people, to return us to what we're supposed to be doing on this world. Our mission on this world is to be a nation, which is a Mamleches Kranim, the Goy Kodesh, a holy nation. We become that nation by keeping Torah and Mitzvahs. The way to be Mizbeinin is along the lines that Chazal tell us, that Puronius comes upon man, always nida k'neged nida, always in a form, in the same manner that we did in Aveira. That's how the punishment comes upon us. In other words, the Chazal say if a person does an Aveira with his hand, he gets punished. His foot gets punished. And the same with all the other organs of the body. If he finds no fault with any of his organs, as I'll say, he has to be Torah, that happened because of Bittul Torah, for neglecting Torah. We therefore have to think why this suffering has occurred to the Jewish people in the manner that it has occurred. This Corona has caused us to be separate from each other. We are forbidden by all governments of the world to avoid contact with each other, to maintain a distance of 6 feet about Dalet Amos from one another. We are undergoing the suffering which David HaMelech in Tehillim Perek Peches Pasuk Tes describes. Hirchakto miyudoai mimeni, shatani toev eslomoi, Kolu v'lo'etzei. You have distanced my friends from me. You have made me an abomination for them. I am imprisoned and cannot go out. What's the midah k'neged midah of this punishment? The Gemara says in Erechin that the punishment for Loshon Hara is negoyim. Nega tzaras requires a person who suffers this nega to be outside the city by himself. This is a punishment for Lashon Hara, because Lashon Hara caused people to separate from each other by machlekes. And the punishment for that is that the menuga has to be outside the city by himself, separated from everyone else. How much more so, if this is the punishment for Lashon Hara, how much more so are we guilty if he calls machlokes directly? There's machlokes all over. It's part of our lives. Chassidim, Litvishe, Orthodox, Yeshivish, and within these keilas and these groups, machlokes. On an individual level, there's machlokes between couples, between family members, between neighbors. This is the mida k'neged mida, the direct cause of this Einish is Machlekes. We have to do tshuva on this evil by removing Machlekes. There are always differences of opinions between people. Chazal say, Shem Shepat Sufem Doimus, Einan Doimus, Zulazul Kach, they are same Einan Doimus. Just like their faces, people's faces are different from one another, so are their opinions different. But we have to learn not to fight over our differences. We must find a common ground. If we can't, we go to a third party, to a Bezin, to an impartial panel to solve our problems. Couples do not have to divorce over differences between them, but each give in and change themselves instead of demanding that their spouses change. The best way to end machlokes is to look at the good in someone else, not to constantly note the other person's shortcomings as we do. For that, there's a mitzvah to be melamed lekafchus, to judge another favorably, just as we judge ourselves favorably. We always have an excuse for our misdeeds. Let's find an excuse for someone else's misdeeds. This is a mitzvah in the Torah v'tzedek tishpet amisecho, just like wearing tefillin or tzitzis. So this is the first consideration. Machlekes, and anything that leads to machlekes, we have to end it, we have to try to minimize it as much as possible. This is the nida k'neged nida of the einish that we're suffering, the isolation from each other. Kolu v'loy etze, imprisoned and cannot go out. We are being punished with our wealth diminished. The stock market has crashed to a level beneath 1929, I was told. There is no commerce, business is at a standstill, stores are empty, people don't go anywhere. What's the mida k'neged mida? We use our wealth improperly. Institutions of Torah and Chesed go begging, while we are spending tens of thousands of dollars on Pesach hotels and on extravagant weddings intended to impress others. Now we have no wealth, diminished wealth, no hotels, and no wedding affairs over 10 people. The tshuva that we have to do for this is stoke. Stoke until it hurts. In Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Haredi said that everyone should give a pidyon nefesh, 1,000 shekel, which in America value would be $250 at least, $300 a pidyon for each person. And for children, also a pidyon. Right. Only after we give our tzedakah to institutions and to people who need our help, only then can we consider a vacation. In our isolation, now, when the mail delivers requests for tzedakah, let us open up our hearts and our pockets. Why should Torah institutions in our cities have to beg before we give anything to them? We have to give. We have to give tzedakah, and we have to use our wealth properly. Otherwise, we have a horrible punishment of poverty which looms over the entire world. Our punishment is not just machlekes for machlekes, that we have been separated from each other. We have been separated from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Our shuls have been closed. The sound of Yehishmei Rabo cannot be heard in the entire world. What a frightening thought. The Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to a shul and there are not 10 people. He is angered with his people. What a thought when all the shuls of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to them and there's no one there to say Yehishmei Rabo. Yeshivas are closed. Sound of Torah and the Beis Medrash, which is the lifeblood of the Jewish people, has been silenced. We are forced to do this because of the Sakone, but it is a punishment. We are being cut off in our shuls and in our Bati Midrash from our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the media k'neged media in this? I think because we have desecrated our shuls. We speak divrei chol in our shuls, conversations that are unrelated to dvarim kedoshim, which is forbidden. At davening is mitzvah noshim elumodo. We daven without thinking that we're standing before the Rabbeinu Shalom, who controls nature and controls our lives. and that we have to be begging to permit him to have good flow down to the world. We have to repair this. We have to do tshuva by using our time in isolation, by davening the kavanah, by learning the means of davening, and concentrate when we daven that we are standing before the Creator of the world and speaking to Him. The Gemara says that Mea Brochas B'Yoin, stop the Magefe. We have to be making our Mea Brochas every day that we make with Kavone. We have to recognize with each Brocha that Rebbeinu Shlom is the Creator of all. We have to express our gratitude to Him for His bounty and His good to us. We should be benching from the siddur, a bencher, to make sure that we concentrate on what we're saying. Why is Torah learning being taken away from us? Why the yeshivas are being closed? We are not mechabit Torah. Torah is not the main central issue of our lives. Our children's financial future is more important than their spiritual future. We prefer to have children that are dentists and accountants than children that are Talmidei Chachomim. We're not mechabit Torah. Take a look at the blogs, at the online news, and see how Talmidei Chachomim are mevuze. Every halfwit is permitted to criticize Yidei Torah. We have to do tshuva by ignoring these sites and having them removed from our midst. They're mevaze Torah, they're mevaze Talmidei Chachomim. If you're mevaze Torah, mevaze Talmidei Chachomim, Torah is taken away from you. We have to recognize that Torah is our lives. Ke'im chayeinu v'erech yameinu. We have to recognize that the money we have, as I said before, is to support Torah. Currently, Rosh Yeshivas shouldn't have to go begging door to door. Why doesn't everyone with the means send in a check without the Rosh Yeshiva having to beg him personally? This is the Ben Odom Lamokon and the Ben Odom Lachaveri that are lessons that we have to derive from this unheard of in history, an event which is passing over us. The Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, V'shach gavus odom, v'shofel hum anoshim, v'yiskav Hashem levadei. The pridefulness of man has been lowered, the haughtiness of people has been laid low, and Hashem levadei has become exalted. Shach gavus odom v'shofer hum anoshim is what we are seeing before our eyes. Man is powerless to control the world. All the laboratories in the world are not able to find a cure for an invisible virus that has laid the entire world low. It's like Titus, who is destroyed by a bilya kala, the Rebbeinu Shlom said. I'll give you a bilya kala, the little yitush, little flea that went into Titus's nose and killed him. The world's power is being destroyed. The guise of a person is all gone. And the purpose of that all is Yiskav Hashem Levadei. Because as long as we think of our guise and our power, we never think of the Rebbeinu Shlom. We think that we are in control of the world. And now, we look around us and we see that we're not in control of the world. A little bug has laid us low. And because of that, we have to recognize the Yiskav Hashem Levadei, the Hashgoche, this unbelievable Hashgoche, who would have believed 3 weeks ago that the entire world would be laid low from a little bug that came from China to spread through the entire world. So therefore, the response has to be, V'nizkov Hashem Levadei. We have to recognize that the Rabbeinu Shalom alone is in charge of the world. We have to change our attitude towards the Rabbeinu Shalom from lip service to a belief, betochen in Hashem, reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to know that whatever happens to us in Hashem, if we get sick in this corona, it's also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to take measures, because it's HaKone, the Torah, the Chayavas, to take measures as far as humanly possible, so human beings understand, as far as doctors understand. But after we take the measures, we have to have the Tochen, the Lion HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nisko Hashem Levade. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. A woman, a mother of a young man, her whole life was not from, was against her son going to yeshiva, but the son became a big mentor. The mother spoke to him a few days ago and said, called her son and said, "You were right. There's a God and he's appearing to man." That's what we have to see out here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is appearing to man. Yisko Hashem Levadri. I'm not telling you, saying gematrius about this, about that. I'm telling you, Toshi, what I see before my eyes. Shach gavus odom v'shofer hum anoshim v'nisko v'ashem levad, in the beginning of Yishayahu, the fourth prayer, I think. And we have to respond by recognizing nisko v'ashem levad in our lives, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is with us. He's mashgiach in our lives. He created us. He created the Jewish people. The tachlis of the world is the makir of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Mankind is the makir of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And we're in a process where mankind is given the opportunity to recognize the Rabbeinu Shalom. His guide is gone. He realizes that he's subject to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. And we have to respond by the Nisko Hashem Levadi, by recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone is in charge of the world. And when we begin recognizing, we'll realize in our hearts that it's true, that we believe this all along, because we all have a moon in our hearts. Only the guide of a person stops him from the moon. Once we get rid of our guide, we increase our moon. So let us take all these lessons, the Nida Kineged Nida, of Machlekes, Benod Lachaveri, the wealth that we misuse, the Torah that we disrespect. But the tshuva, the shuls that we desecrate, the davening that we mezalzel in. Let's take all these things into account. Let's begin saying brachas v'kavone. Let's recognize that man is powerless, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisgav Hashem Levade, he's in charge. In a practical way, the Rabbanim here said that we should say Avinu Malkeinu, Yim B'Yechidus, when we daven B'Yechidus, after davening. Rabbi Kivega, is a letter to Rabbi Kivega where he said that we should say, and after davening three kapitel of Tilling, and also Anenu, that we say in the end of Slichus, Anenu Hashem Anenu. Anenu Barenu Anenu, Anenu Galenu Anenu, according to our days, we should say that kapitel. We should say also Peter Makteves, in Shachris, after the Parshas HaTomi, the Gemara says the Keteves is Matzel from Magefa. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Why Keteves? Because Keteves is Maram is on Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael. The Chalbina, it says, is a preparation Yisrael that have to include in the Keteves. The rest of the Keteves is the Tzaddikah Yisrael. The Keteves, which is Daka has to be Shochuk, has to be ground to be, make one unit out of it. It's Klal Yisrael, there has to be one unit. You say Keteves, So you could tell this if the parsha is told me in the morning, and be mechavan on this evening, the Klal Yisrael should be unified, one unit without machlekes altogether. And then we'll be zeche de korev to Yeshua that this plague will leave us, we'll be able to live, continue to live as Jews with Torah and mitzvahs. And our shuls and our bote midrash will come back to them with love, like a nation that was separated from its beloved. We'll meet again, our beloved, in the Torah and in the Tzile, rejuvenated, refreshed. And then we'll be zeche be'ez Hashem be'korev to a gula shleime, and we'll see the nizkar Hashem levadei b'yem ahu, v'hoyo Hashem le'melech ha'kol ha'oretz, ויהיה מהו יהיה, השם אחד, שמי אחד. Good Shabbos, everybody.